You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, since 1922. You can find us on Instagram at CFRC Music and online at cfrc.ca. Coming up in this special campus club takeover of our airwaves, we're talking with members of the Queen's African and Caribbean Student Association about what they do. The ACSA advances issues of importance to students of African and Caribbean descent and to those who are not of African or Caribbean descent but share a common interest. In an effort to accomplish their goals, the club plans a wide variety of events, ranging from educational, social, community outreach, and sporting events to educate both the Queens and Kingston communities about their African and Caribbean cultural elements. They extend open invitations to all who are interested in learning about, participating, and indulging in the African and Caribbean culture.
Can you introduce yourself for the listeners here?
Hi everyone, my name's Nadia. I'm a third year life science student and I'm the culture show lead of AXA.
Hi everyone, my name is Julia. I am a fourth year health sciences student and I am one of the dance team captains at AXA.
Great. Well, welcome to the studio today and thanks for coming in for a takeover. Do you want to start by telling us a little bit about what your club is and what you do?
So the African and Caribbean Student Association, known as AXA at Queen's University, is a student-run organization that celebrates and represents African and Caribbean culture while promoting inclusivity, unity, and pride within the Queen's community. Our goal is to create a welcoming space where students of all backgrounds can connect, learn from one another, and embrace cultural identity. AXA focuses on fostering community, encouraging self-expression, and amplifying Black/West Indian voices on campus through collaboration, creativity, and shared experiences.
Can you tell me both about the role that you have in the club and how you got involved? How did you find out about this?
Yeah, for me, so I'm dance team co-captain, but I started actually in first year. I heard about the dance team through just word of mouth, and I wasn't really necessarily like a professional dancer by any means, but I kind of needed something to do in first year, so I just kind of took a leap of faith and joined it, and it's been honestly the best experience that I've had at Queen's. Top three, I would say. I've met so many wonderful, beautiful, and such kind and sweet girls through the team. And I think one thing that I love about the dance team is it is really like a sisterhood. And I feel like being a Black woman at Queen's, it can be really hard to find community just because of the nature of this institution. So having a place where you feel like you can go and express yourselves and also see yourself be represented on campus and feel free to like move your body and feel free to listen to the music that you like and dress the way that you like is such a refreshing feeling. So I'm really grateful that this dance team exists, and we're always open to taking new members. If you're interested, DM at AXA Queens U on Instagram.
So this would be my second year part of AXA. Last year I was part of the culture show team, and this year I will be the culture show lead. How I found out about AXA, I was actually talking to a friend, and at times I felt rather discluded within my environment. I didn't really know a lot of people with my heritage and background, and I wanted to be able to socialize more with people that are kind of familiar to me, which really motivated me to join AXA and apply. So as the culture show lead though this year, I organized our annual showcase that celebrates African Caribbean heritage, which also featuring performances from other cultural groups across our university. My role involves coordinating performances, managing logistics, and working closely with the executive team to bring the show theme to life. I first got involved because I wanted to create a space where students could express pride in their culture and connect through creativity. It's been an incredibly rewarding experience, not just seeing the final performance come together, but witnessing how it empowers students, promotes cultural appreciation, and fosters a sense of inclusivity, equity, and belonging within the community. The Culture Show has become a key event that represents the spirit of diversity and inclusion at Queen's. It reminds students that every cultural aspect adds to the richness of campus life, and that representation truly matters.
Thank you so much. So obviously a very rewarding group to be involved with. This sounds like a big group. How many people are involved in like the executive and in the membership for AXA?
So more specifically within our AXA team, we have just different groups, more of just like an event team, an outreach team. We have our presidents, and we even just have the culture show team. I would roughly say we'd have about 15 members.
Okay.
And then for the dance team?
Yeah, the dance team is more of a, I would say like a subset of AXA. We're not really involved in like the executive functions of the club, but the dance team has 22 members and growing.
Okay, that's a big club.
Yeah.
So You've sent us a couple of amazing songs. Did you want to start with introducing two or three songs for us now?
Okay, so this next song is a throwback from 2019. Me personally, I love Burna Boy, and this was the song that introduced me to him, and you may know this. It's called On the Low.
So we just heard Burna Boy with On the Low. Do you have another track you want to introduce for us?
Of course. This song is a throwback from Culture Show earlier this year in 2025. We did this as our opening number. This is Shake Body by Scales.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to CFRC 101.9. And on this week's special campus club community takeover of our airwaves, we have ACSA, that's the African Caribbean Student Association, and it's Julia and Nadja with us here today. And we've been talking a little bit about what your club does from an ideological point of view. Do you want to talk now about some of the activities? So you talked about some of the different members you have. What are the different committees that are part of ACSA? Because you work on a lot. There's dance, there's music, there's social events.
So I do have to say, first of all, our members are all diverse and passionate group of students from different cultural backgrounds and programs. It's really important for me to say that everyone brings their own creativity and strengths, whether it's performing, planning, or promoting events. That's really what makes our team special and how supportive and energetic everyone is. We break it off into different sections. We have our finance team that controls the money that's going towards the events that we do plan and how we incorporate it within the community. We have our events team that always has these fun events. We have our outreach team where they're all the time, they're reaching out to other people, they're trying to bring more inclusivity within the club. And as I was saying, our culture show team, next year we're going to have our big annual culture show. So as a whole, we all come together, and these diverse students and everyone, we just make a really big impact by just wanting to spread ACSA's purpose by ultimately spreading diversity through campus.
And I read about your club that this isn't just for people who identify as African and Caribbean. It's also for people that value or want to learn more about the mm-hmm. culture, right? What if people are interested but maybe a little intimidated about joining you at an event? How should they reach out? How can they kind of dip their toe in?
So the first thing and first most that I've always said when interacting with all students at Queens is find us on our Instagram at ACSAQueensU. We post updates about events, meetings, and opportunities to get involved throughout the year. Within these types of cultural events, we do try to make it inclusive for all students. And then we also have booths up in the fall and the winter, so people always are coming up and they're just interacting with us, getting to know our culture better. We even have Soul Food Sundays, which we did a lot last year, where we have food at the Yellow House. And this is really important to me specifically because Soul Food Sunday, we have like our cultural foods, and people are interested in that type of thing. So I think it's a really good way to be inclusive of all.
Nice. And I feel like Kingston doesn't have a ton of African and Caribbean mm-hmm. food choices. So if people are maybe missing a taste of home, that could be a great place for them to
Yep, because ACSA always brings the flavor.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us another, speaking of flavor, another taste of some of the music that we're going to be hearing?
Now we're going to slow it down and have one of my personal favorites, Hold Ya by Gyptian.
Okay, so you just heard Hold You by Gyptian. Let's keep those vibes going. Listen to Never Fine by Jack here.
Well, last year we had an event called Cubana. I'm not sure if many people are aware of what Caravana is, but it's a big festival in Toronto that, and a lot of places actually, that really celebrate African Caribbean culture, and we kind of wanted to bring that to the Queens environment, and so that's why we're starting off this year with a slam.
We've talked about Soul Food Sundays. What else are you working on right now? Where can they find you next?
Yeah, well, we have the ACSA Dance team has a little performance coming up on November 16th. It's not necessarily for ACSA the club, but it's for a really amazing group called Students of Color Collective. This is going to be at Wallace Hall in the J-Duct. November 16th, it's Sunday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you're interested in seeing us perform and also seeing a bunch of other different cultures on campus, please buy a ticket. Please come out. You can find them on their Instagram.
And just keep in touch with the Instagram. Our club's always focused on organizing community building events, cultural events, even more 19 plus events. So stay tuned.
Big events, obviously, that's a way to get the word out there. But this is also another way. And you obviously have a lot more going on sort of day to day and week to week with the club than just the big events. So if people are listening to this and they're interested in getting involved, or they're wondering why they should get involved. Can you tell us a little bit about, maybe from your own experience, like what it meant for you to be involved, what you've learned being part of the club that you maybe didn't expect?
So in my opinion, I honestly think that ACCA is just more than a club, it's a community. Whether you're looking to celebrate your culture, meet new people, or learn about others, there's always a place for you here. Our goal is to create a space where every student feels seen, supported, and proud to share their own story.
Can you tell us how we can find out and learn more about your club any time of year? We've mentioned the socials a couple times. Do you want to shout that out one more time so people can follow?
Yeah, follow us on Instagram at ACCSA Queens U. That's ACSA Queens U, and you can get daily updates, weekly updates.
We post updates about events, meetings, and opportunities to get involved throughout the year. We also have a booth at the fall and winter fairs at times, and we welcome anyone to reach out or attend our open events. This one's for all my beautiful queens. This is Woman by Rema.
You have been listening to CFRC 101.9. We've had the African Caribbean Student Association in the studio with us today, playing some great music. They have lots of other great opportunities to get involved and to participate in events. Check them out on their Instagram. And thanks for tuning in.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.